Hello, everyone. I'm Sunny Harris with How I Use Sunny Bands with Fibonacci and Elliott today. Let's see. There we go. My passion is in helping beginners and intermediate traders get better. This talks for traders who've not yet become wildly successful and want to, people who have not traded much and want to learn, and folks who want to improve their trading results. I love to teach, mentor, and consult. I love to, when it, people come back to me and say, I made $1 million in my account. And right here's my cell phone number for anyone who wants to give me a call. I love to chat with traders. Here's the disclaimer. Hypothetical results are prepared with the benefit of hindsight. So it doesn't necessarily mean anything. It's basically what they're saying. And past performance is not a predictor of future results. All investing involves risk of loss, and you can lose some or all of your money. So never risk more than you can afford to lose. If you'd like to read the full disclosures, you can go to my website. These slides will be posted on my membership page on moneymentor.com, which you can see at the bottom of each slide, and you can read the full disclosure. I am a professional trader and have been for 42 plus years. I trade futures and stocks. I do not trade options. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself and then get on to showing you how I trade. I've been trading professionally since 1981 through the 41% crash of 1987, the 38% crash of 2000, the 52% crash of 07 to 08, as well as the 38% COVID crash, and of course, all of the intervening bull markets. I trade the E-mini, the S&P 500 futures contract on 1 and 5 minute charts. It's pretty fast. I've heard people say this is one of the most difficult markets to trade, but I've been doing, been doing it for 42 plus years. It's my specialty and that's what I've gotten good at. I also have long-term stock holdings, and long-term to me when I'm used to trading 5 minute charts is a week or more. And I do trade cryptocurrencies. Today, I'm going to show you how I trade with my Sunny Bands and my dynamic moving average, which I will explain, and using Fibonacci and Elliott Waves. I've got free stuff on moneymentor.com. You can sign up for Sunny Side of the Street. I'll give you a free issue of that. I put that out every Sunday night. I explain what my indicators are telling me on 15 different markets. If you can't find it and would like a copy, just email me, sunny@moneymentor.com. Or when I post the slides, you can click on the link above. And I will post a PDF of this talk on my website. And I have a free podcast called The Sunny Harris Show, where I've interviewed lots of famous traders. And I have a list of 89 more that I'm going to interview. Oh, and thank you, Casey. I was on his podcast, too. Here's what Sunny Side of the Street looks like. I send it out with a vantage point prediction for I send it on Sunday nights, so the predictions for Monday, and you can see that for free. I was twice rated number one CTA, Commodity Trading Advisor, and I was using Sunny Bands and my DMA. And there you can see right at the top, number one. I grew up dirt poor, if you want to say that, in Appalachia. I have 3 degrees in mathematics and 1 in photography. I've been programming for 53 years and trading for 42. I was a systems programmer for Lockheed, which means lots of zeros and ones in assembly language. I was one of the founders of ISCO, which was a software company that was the world's leader in computer graphics. One of the things that we generated was Harvard Graphic. And I retired when I was 30. I did what I thought was the smart thing. I gave my money to money managers, and they lost $75,000 in the first 3 weeks. And so then I said, well, I can do that poorly on my own. And I started reading books. I've read now 747 of them. And that doesn't include any novels. That's just trading and investing stuff. And I didn't put on a single trade for the first year of watching the market. I wanted to learn the rhythm of the market first. Oh, and I published a monthly magazine for 8 years called Trader's Catalog and Resource Guide. I have written 5 best-selling books, Trading 101, Trading 102, Electronic Day Trading 101, Getting Started in Trading, and TradeStation Made Easy. I've written a couple more than that, but I don't count them on that list. Oh, I guess I do. With my friend Linda Blair, the actress, I wrote Going Vegan. And then with my friend Murray Ruggiero, I wrote Using Easy Language 9.x. And now I have finished the definitive guide to TraceStation's Easy Language and OOEL programming with my writing partner, Sam Tennis. And I've written, of course, magazine articles for just about everybody. And what else here? Oh, here are the covers of the books. Trading 101, Trading 102, Electronic Day Trading 101, Getting Started in Trading, part of the Wiley Getting Started series. There's TradeStation Made Easy and Using Easy Language 9.x with Murray Ruggiero. There was my magazine, Going Vegan with Linda Blair. And here is the new book. That's volume one, the programming guide. And this is volume two, the resource guide. I've got lots of quips and quotes on my website. Until Sunny Bands, I hadn't found indicators that I could say I can replace my job, and now I have. Robert Williams says, this is a symphony. I can tell you've used your big brain to put this together. So log into moneymentor.com and click on quips. You can see what everybody says, including the bad ones. I do have a Facebook page where I put out some prognostications from time to time and special offers. You can go to Facebook, look for Sunny Harrison. You'll see my market predictions. You can subscribe to Sunny Side of the Street and see all my predictions there. And I have customers all over the world. I don't limit it to just the United States. This is a good one. How to make a six-figure income. If you want to make, let's say, $120,000 a year, which is a good trading income, then let's break this down. If you break it into 12 months, that means you need to make $10,000 a month. But that still seems like a lot. Let's break it down further. There's 20 trading days, so now we're talking $500 a day. For most people, this is reasonable, but let's break it down one more time. That means five trades at $100 each. Who can't do that? In the S&P, there's usually between $1,000 and $3,500 per day potential if you're going long and short, and that's just with one contract. So it's there to be taken. Here's a chart of the Dow. How do we trade that? How do you know what's high and what's low? Obviously, we know buy low, sell high, but how do you pick those? So I'm going to show you how I do it, because that chart doesn't tell you much. In fact, it just looks kind of scary. Is it going down right now? Are we at a bottom? Or are we at a top and going to turn around? What are we doing right now? So what's high and what's low? The first thing I do is put that little blue ball out at the right-hand side of my chart. I call that current price, and it moves up and down with each tick of the market. So I don't have to look at the candle real closely. I can just look at the little blue ball. When it turns red, that means price is going down. And when it's blue, it means price is going up. So that's right there. And then I add Fibonacci lines to it. Let's go back one. So I have all my Fibonacci lines in the background in a light blue graph paper color. And you can see if we run the Fibonacci's from the absolute low up to the absolute high, then you can see exactly where we've been. We went down to the 38.2 and then back up to the 23. So you can see how this plays with Fibonacci. So that's the first thing I do on every chart is put in the fibs. Now, I ascribe to the work of Carolyn Borodin, who's the Fibonacci queen, and she says to draw your fib lines from the absolutes, the absolute lows and absolute highs, and then you would draw further retracements from the absolute low to the intermediate highs. And I add what I call attractors. They are anything to which price tends to be attracted. So it's moving averages, trend lines, horizontal lines. My Sunny Bands are attractors, which I'll show you in a few minutes. But here, what I do is I draw them on the preponderance of price. So I drew this line way over here on these two highs. And you'll see it hits it over here again, plays with it over here again, and now we are playing with it over there again. So these I call attractors. And you can see how price just goes to them over and over again. And we've got one down here below the market. Maybe it's calling to it. Maybe it's not. It's too soon to tell. And then trend lines are also attractors. So I drew a trend line there on the lows. And then I add some of my indicators. We're going to add Sunny Bands and the dynamic moving average histogram. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about how and why I came up with this DMA or dynamic moving average. I have a couple more indicators, all-time high and all-time low, that I draw in there. Let me go back one. I'm sorry. So you can see all-time high and low are not there, but Sunny Bands. You see the gold and purple lines in the center of this channel. That's my DMA. That's my dynamic moving average in the center. And then I add average two ranges to that to give this blue inside line and the green outside line. So this is the upper inner band. This is the upper outer band. Likewise on the bottom, lower inner band, lower outer band. So I'm looking for price to go back and forth from one green extreme to the next. And here I've added the histogram. So it's a DMA histogram and it gives me early warnings of impending moves. So I can see right over here that the market wants to go down again because it shows me that gold is on top, but the difference between the two, the gold and purple lines, is decreasing. So as it decreases, I get more and more likelihood that it's going to move down. When it's under the zero line and purple, that tells me that purple is on top, which is a bearish indication. And right here, it turns green, showing me impending up moves, then back down again, and then more impending up moves. So I know right in here that we're going up. And here's the all-time high and all-time low. I call this my recession indicators because it shows me if I click on it. Now, this is not a live chart, but on a live chart, if I click on this line, it'll tell me the percentage that it's moved down from the all-time high. And likewise, from the all-time low, what percentage it's moved up. So that's real easy for me to see if we're in a recession or a bull market. When we've moved 20% up from the all-time low, we're in a bull market again. And if we've moved 20% down from the all-time high, then we're in a bear market. So now I can, quote, see something on my charts because I've got attractors, and they're not just support and resistance. Trend lines are attractors. Recession indicator is an attractor. Fibonacci retracements are attractors. Elliott waves are attractors. All of these things give me the location where price is being attracted. So it tends to go down or up to those lines. Now, I'm not an Elliottician, but I am a mathematician and photographer. My daughter used to call me a mathemagician. So I think that I can see patterns and numbers with this training. So let's take a look at what I think I see. So here I've numbered the Elliott waves on this same chart that we've been looking at. So we start down here counting at the low, one move up, two move down, the three is up here, and the four is down there. Now what comes after four is five. So we don't know yet that the four wave's done, but the five is going to go up considerably. Stephen Poser says, in an impulse move, the two non-extended waves tend to be about equal in size. Best measurement tool for equality for all but very minor cycles is percentage, not price point. Because price points, I mean, when the market dropped in 1987 and it dropped 500 points on Monday, 506 points on Monday, 506 points doesn't mean much of anything now, but the percentage it dropped is important. So Stephen goes on to say, if equality does not happen, a Fibonacci ratio between the two, say wave five is 61.8% of wave one, often occurs. The extended wave will tend to be at least 1.618 times the size of the non-extended waves. So you could see back on that chart, the five waves likely to go up to 1.618 of the three wave. I found that the first thing you need to do is find wave one. If you can't find wave one, you can't calculate the rest of them. So wave two is typically one of these percentages of wave one. I've found that it does a 61.8 real nicely. Wave three, is 161.8% of wave one. Wave four usually falls in the 23.6 or 38.2 of wave three. And wave five is equal to wave one or 61.8 of wave one plus wave three. You can make a spreadsheet of these very easily and do the calculation so you know where price is going, or you can draw it on your chart, just like Casey did. All right, so what about Fibonacci? Let's talk about that a second. Leonardo Pisano, named Fibonacci, nicknamed Fibonacci, which means son of Bonacci, was an Italian mathematician born in Pisa in the year 1170. If you've been to Pisa and seen the Leaning Tower, send me a chat. 1170, it doesn't seem like they had mathematics in 1170, does it? His father, Guglielmo Bonacci, worked at a trading post in Bugia, now called Belgia, a Mediterranean port in the northeastern part of Algeria. As a young man, Fibonacci studied mathematics in Bugia, and during his extensive travels, he learned about the advantages of the Hindu-Arabic numeral system. The Fibonacci sequence starts with zero or one. Sometimes some people start it with zero, some people with one, but each number is the sum of the two prior numbers. So zero and one is one, and the sequence then becomes 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 13. And I keep a spreadsheet with all these Fibonacci numbers all the way up to millions, because the progression tends to go to them, Fibonacci numbers, over and over. You'll even notice that my books are priced with Fibonacci numbers. So it's the ratio between these numbers that we use as traders. And I'm going to show you how we derive those. So here are the numbers up to 2584, 0, 1, 1, 2, 3, 5. And if you take number one's ratio to number two, so 1 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, and then the ratios are calculated in column B. You can see that as they progress, they converge on the number 0.618, 618, 618. And the farther you go, the more they converge to the being identical. So number ratio, number 1 to number 2. So there's the 1 and there's the 2, and that's how we form the ratio, 0.618. Now the next ratio is number 1 to number 3 in column C, and it converges on 0.382. So you can see this is number 1 and number 3, and there's the convergence at 0.382. Likewise, if we take the ratio of number 1 to number 4 in column D, we get 0.236. So number 1 to number 4, and there's the convergence. If you divide the second number by the first number, so let's take 2 and divide it by 1, we get 2. And what's this going to converge on? If we do second number divided by the first number, it goes to 1.618. And that's how all those ratios are derived, so you know. Here, let's look again at this chart, and we see price is sitting right on this line and likely to either go to here or on up to here. So I think we're looking at a big move up coming. This indicator is called PHW. It's my potential hourly wage. And the reason I created this is because I wanted to know whether I could make more money at McDonald's or trading. So I want to know how much money can I make per hour trading. And if you can make more money by trading, then trade. Or if not, then you need to be working for an hourly wage. To me, it's as simple as that. It's very logical. So the dots I'm going to show you are the ideal turning points. Now, of course, we can't be perfect. We're never going to get all the highs and all the lows. That just doesn't happen. So I take 60% of the ideal as my goal. So here are the yellow dots, and you notice they're on the ideal turning points over and over and over again. And you can see they hit each of these waves that I counted. Out at the right on this indicator, if you have it, it prints the ideal profit, the PHW profit, which is 60% of the ideal, the number of ideal trades that were made, and the date range of this chart. So if you're going back 100 days on your chart, it will calculate that date and give you the beginning and end dates for whatever number of bars you have on your chart. Now, I use TradeStation. I've been using TradeStation since 1986 or 7, something like that. My customer number is so low that when I call Tecma support, they say, "What's the rest of your number?" So I do love TradeStation, and I speak their programming language, easy language, and that's what I use for all my trading. Although I do have indicators also for NinjaTrader, MultiCharts, and Traders WorkSafe. Now, if you were just going to buy and hold this Dow Jones chart in the beginning of 2020, and you sold at the end of 20, or the current chart, sorry, then you could make $34,246. But if we take 60% of the ideal on the same chart, we get $327,000 by trading instead of just buy and hold. So there's quite a difference between trading and buy and hold. That's why I'm a short-term trader. Here's Ethereum, same idea. Sunny Bands works on any symbol, any time frame. So this is a daily chart of Ethereum. And you can see from the Sunny Bands, here's the short signal and we go down to here. Here's the long signal, we go up to here. Here's the short signal again, we go back down to the bottom. So I just trade these. You know, I always say if you're doing it right, trading's boring. Because I just repeat the same thing over and over again on my Sunny Bands. Here out at the right, you can see where the PHW has written ideal PHW I deal in rare trades and the date span on the chart. So you can see how it prints that out. Let's talk about buy and hold versus trading. If you made $1,002 on that chart of Ethereum with buy and hold, and we can go back and see that that's on that chart right here. BH, buy and hold, equals 1,002.74. So buy and hold was $1,002. Trading on this same chart was $23,000. So you're going long and you're going short both. And that was a daily chart with just one share. Here, for instance, let's look at Tesla and see what it was doing. Buy and hold on this one was $237. Trading was $2,131 with one share of Tesla. Here's T-bonds, the same idea. Sunnybands works on any time frame and any symbol. So we can see how Sunnybands buy signal happens right down here, sell signal up here, buy signal here, sell signal up here, buy signal down again, you see. And we got a sell signal over here. The DMA's flat, so we ignore it. And we ride it all the way down to this level. Buy and hold on that chart was $78. Trading was $1,300 per share. Here's what an investor's chart looks like. You can see Apple from way back in the beginning, just moving up, 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 up with a little correction down there at the right-hand edge. But an investor's chart would be buy down here and just hold for 40 years. But how do you know to hold 40 years? How'd you know in 1982 to buy Apple at 12 cents and hold it? So the way I do it, I look at my Sunnybands and the DMA histogram and my PHW indicators, and I decide what to buy or sell. Like I said, Sunnybands is an offshoot of my dynamic moving average indicator, the DMA. It was to allow me to investigate the excursions from the DMA, both favorable and adverse, and the bands are average true ranges away from the DMA. A lot of people ask me if these are like Bollinger Bands, and no, they're not. They're not calculated in the same way at all. Bollinger Bands look for where the market should go with standard deviations from a simple moving average. And I don't think that there's a way to tell the market where it should go. And furthermore, the simple moving average is the one with the most whipsaw. So my DMA is smooth and it dances seamlessly with the market. That's why I use that. And I use ATRs because it tells me where the market has been and is going, not where it should go. Let's look at simple moving averages for a second. There's two simple moving averages with default values on, what is this one? This is Apple from way back when. So you can see that moving average, a simple moving average, here's a crossover and another crossover and another crossover, all during choppy periods. And the thing about my DMA is I invented it so that it calculates its own inputs dynamically with each tick of the market. So doing that avoids not all, but most whipsaw. Whipsaw is what kills you. That's when you give most of your money back. Moving averages have lots of late signals and whipsaw. You can see here, crossover, 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 again and again with simple moving averages. And they're got little arrows showing you where the crossovers are and how many trades it would have taken. Here I've got them both on one chart, which I guess is really hard to see. But you can see the gold and purple lines behind the simple moving average, and you can see that it doesn't go crossing over back and forth. It just follows the major trend. You see here's crossover on a simple moving average, and look at the gold and purple. No crossover. In fact, it moves away from itself during periods of high movement and back close together when things get slow. So there are two things unique with my DMA. It's not like anyone else's moving average, although several people have tried to mimic it. They don't even come close. So it calculates its own lengths dynamically within the program. And the market moves about as much as it usually moves, which led me to using average true ranges to measure that. The Sunnybands rules. Now, these are the basic ones. These aren't the full set of everything. But if you want Sunnybands, just text me to my cell phone. 760-908-3070 at the bottom of each slide. Text me Sunnybands and I'll set you up with a free trial. And an awful lot of people that get free trials make enough money to pay for it during the 7 days. So when the market's going up on blue candles and gets above the upper outer band and turns red and dips below the upper band, I go short. When the market's going down on red candles and gets below the lower outer band and turns blue and starts up, pops over the lower outer band, then I go long. And there are more complex rules too. But for now, that's the basis of it. Here we have it going down to the outer band, popping up inside the band. Here we're going up to the top band, turns red and pops down inside the band. So we do that over and over. That's a weekly chart. So here is a swing trader's chart. This is a daily chart of Apple, and you can see where all the swings are. And the bottom indicator is gold dots and purple dots. So the gold dots tell me, so it's really difficult right up here to tell which one is on top, gold or purple, because they're so close together. And you can see as the histogram is getting smaller and smaller, as it approaches zero, it usually goes into negative territory. But on the indicator at the bottom, who's on top? Sorry. It's solid gold if gold is solidly on top. It's light gold if gold is on top and the DMA is moving sideways. So that gives me the sideways characteristic. And I call sideways either do nothing or caution. You need to be very careful when it's sideways. Light purple, same thing. It's going sideways, but now purple's on top. And then dark purple shows me that purple's solidly on top. And a day trader's chart, this is a 15-minute chart. Again, any symbol, any time frame. And you can see here, we go from the bottom band to the top band, flat DMA, back up. These bars are colored a little differently. You see the light green and magenta bars. That's in the night session. So that's overnight trading. And then the red and blue are the day session. That's another little indicator that I wrote. So in the same amount of time, when the investor made $168 per share, trader made $299 per share. And the day trader made $610 per share. Now, this is all hypothetical. Of course, I'm just reading it off the chart and subtracting everything and using only the 60% value. So if you'd started with 100 shares, the investor made 16 grand, the trader made 29 grand, almost 30 grand, and the day trader made 61 grand. So there's a real difference between trading and investing. So yeah, stars mean hypothetical. But a starting value, let's say of 47 cents in 1981, and the current price at that point in time was 156, the investor made 399%. The trader made 635% profit, and the day trader made almost 1,300%. So that shows you where I'm coming from and why I do it that way. That's why I'm both a trader and an investor. I've got a good question out here. Why don't I trade options? Because I found out years ago that I'm really good at losing at options, and I don't like to lose, so I quit trading them. So is this possible to do? Well, the answer is yes and no. You can't catch all the moves. It's never going to happen, but I think I can catch 60% of each move. So I leave 20% off on the table, off the entry, and 20% off the exit. And that's why I use 60%. Now, traders can go long and short, where there's the best investors just holding through scary negative markets. Let's look at the Dow again, because it's something we're all familiar with. And it's reported daily on the news, and we relate to when they say the Dow's down 500 points, you relate to that. So a few weeks ago, it was down 10% from its high. And at this point, it lost 964 points. This was a few weeks ago. Sorry. So here's the daily Dow Jones with Sunny Bands on it. Oh, and I've got another indicator on here, PHW lower. That tells me the potential profit in each of the yellow dot moves. So I can see that there's $4,000 in this last move from here to here, just at a glance. Here's the Dow weekly with Sunny Bands again. And you can see all those same indicators on the chart. I also have a pennant indicator that I use to show me periods of congestion. So the red lines on the top and the bottom show me the extremes of the pennants. And when the price breaks out from that, I know it's going, if it breaks out the top red line, it's going up. And if it breaks out the bottom red line, it's going down. Let's look at Vantage Point for a second. I have Vantage Point AI software. It's predictive, artificial intelligence. And it gives me a perspective of where things are likely to end up or down tomorrow. So I post this daily on moneymentor.com for free, and I consult it every night before trading the next day. So it gives me the range, the expected range of the next day. And if you click on this little link right here, when I post these slides, you'll be able to get a free training course from Vantage Point. Of course, it also includes a sales pitch, but it's interesting to have. So here was Tuesday's prediction. This is accurate as of yesterday. This is the prediction for today, the high and the low for today. And right now we're down 97 points. So that fits within that range. And the blue and red lines that are surrounding price, this channel surrounding price on Vantage Point, shows you what the prediction for yesterday was and how, where they fall within that range of projection. Let's look at the standard moving average a little bit on the Dow, because they're reported in Barron's Investors Business Daily and the Wall Street Journal. They typically talk about the 21-day, the 50-day, and the 200-day. So, of course, I wrote an indicator for that. And you can see out at the right, it gives me less than 200. It tells me current price is less than the 200 moving average. And this is the same color as whatever I choose for color for that average. Here's the 21. Its price is less than the 21. And here's the 50. And you see price is less than that. So at a glance, I can see which average is which without thinking about it. Because when I'm trading, I don't want to think about anything but placing that trade. Here we go. Sunny bands again with Fibonacci retracements on it. And I can see that it went down to this retracement and is likely to bounce back up at this point. Now, I don't short stocks. I only buy and sell. I don't like trading on margin, but I do hold and buy and hold after a buy signal, and I wait for a sell signal to take profits. So the next chart tells me which are above all three of the moving averages and whether my DMA is bullish or bearish and what the potential profit is. So I'm looking for stocks that are above all three moving averages, the 21, the 50, and the 200-day. Now, those are inputs. You can set those to different numbers. But here in this column, I'm looking at the three moving averages. And at the time of this radar screen scan, you see everything was red. It tells me that very few stocks are at that point were above all three moving averages. It also shows me, It also shows me in purple, it says all these stocks were bearish, down, down. So that's what the two slashes mean. It's going down and it was going down. And it gives me the angle. And then over here on the yellow column, I've got the PHW. And I can see how much potential profit is in each one of those symbols. This is reported every Sunday night, also in my Sunny Side of the Street newsletter. I also have a way to screen for trades. I'm going to look for everything that's still bullish. And here's the screen, the scan, sorry. You can see here that these are all the stocks that are listed in the scan. Now, day before yesterday's Sunny Side of the Street showed, I think, 79 stocks that were above all three. There were 190 in this particular scan, but it's been getting thinner. This is my website, moneymentor.com. Most everything on there is free, except, of course, there's an order form so you can buy things. If you want Sunny Bands, you can get a free trial, and you can do that there. All the products that I've programmed were developed for me for my use in my own trading. I didn't develop them for you like a lot of vendors do. I don't program things for sale. I program them to make my own trading better, because that's where my main income is from my trading. And I do make them available to you. And further, I show you exactly how I use them. I don't hold anything back. So here's where you go if you'd like to order something. Or if you want to look at charts of each one of them, go to moneymentor.com, click on products, and you'll see pictures of each one. And again, I don't hold anything back. During the free trial, I always do Zoom calls, one for orientation and installation, and then another Zoom call where we're in the live market together looking at how Sunny Bands reacts to the live market. Are you able to share successes and returns? I no longer, for many years now, I have not kept track of my numbers, my statistics. Of course, when I was a CTA, I kept track of them frequently and turned them in every month. That's how I got number one trader. But I haven't kept track of them for years. I'll tell you that I have a good living, though. My income is primarily from my trading, and I live quite well. And I do train you to use them for free. There are free things on my Money Mentor site. I did a strategy trading forum. All you have to do is join as a free member, and you get access to all these slides and recordings. I did a technical analysis forum, again, free. You can access the slides and videos just by joining as a member and going there. And in July, I did with Sam Tennyson Easy Language Forum. So if you want to learn easy language, it's only $79.95, and you get access to all the slides and videos there. It's a real quick way to learn it. It's five 1-hour sessions. We did it for 5 weeks, and they're all at moneymentor.com. I offer education and consulting, easy language programming services, mentoring, I have a complete bookstore on my website. It's all trading and investing books instead of just all novels and every book in the world that Amazon offers. These link straight to Amazon, but you can see they're all trading and investing books. I have a distance learning course called Solving the Puzzle for Beginners. And of course, I have the indicators I use myself in my own trading. And no, the indicators are not available on TradingView, TradeStation, NinjaTrader, Trader's Workstation, and MultiCharts. So actually, the Sunday night newsletter, you can get one issue free, but after that, it's by subscription. So I've got a special offer today. If you order anything from now to the end of this coming week, so by Saturday at 5 p.m. California time, wow, I can't believe I left this slide in here. My lowest price is 20% off, but this, for people who attend this webinar, it'll be 30% off till Saturday. Or if you order before the 30th, it'll only be 15% off. So if you put it off, you lose a lot of the discount. So it even includes my consulting and mentoring time. If you want a free 7-day trial of my indicators, give me a call or email me at sunny@moneymentor.com. And my phone number again is 760-908-3070. Do we have any questions about the presentation? What is the objective evidence that Fibonacci analysis on price action produces anything more than coincidental results? There are lots of books on Fibonacci, not the least of which is probably the best one by Carolyn Borodin. And she gives you more objective evaluations there. Talk about the evidence. I don't know that anybody's done a complete study on the efficacy of Fibonacci analysis, but even if it's coincidental, it's coincidental so much of the time that it's really valuable. We have any more questions? I think we're done. All right. And I'm going to close a little bit early today, David. There's no such thing as a stupid question. Chances are, if you have the question, someone else does too. Thank you, Timing Research and Anka and David. I've enjoyed this talk. Thank you for your attendance at my talk. Do the system or indicators work on 2-minute time frame? Absolutely. 1 minute, 2 minute, 30 seconds, 2 years, anything, any time frame, any symbol. I love to visit, so please don't hesitate to give me a call. And there's the information. And my website, again, is moneymentor.com. Sunny Bands works on Ninja. Yes, it sure does. All right, David, thank you very much. I appreciate your invitation, and I love talking to your people anytime.